You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
Basketball. What's up, everybody? We are back in the studio for Basketball Wives, Season 5, Episode 8 and 9. And there has been a
Season 3.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad handwriting. Sorry, guys.
It looked like Season 5. I was thinking it's Season 5 because there's Basketball LA's and Basketball Miami. Can't keep track. Season 5. Season 3.
Season 3, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, Season 3. So we are joined today by, of course, myself, Spicy Madi, your host. I'm back. I've been out of town for a few weeks. Sorry, guys, but I'm back in the building. And joining me is the amazing Brooke in the building. Brooke,
what's up, everybody?
And we don't have Rebecca Prince joining us today. She is out of town making moves like the jet setter that she is. But we're going to do a brief recap of episode 8 and 9. So hold on by the seat of your pants because this episode is going to be flying. A lot of drama, a lot of yelling.
Tons of drama.
Yeah.
My favorite line, which I think made the entire the episode 8, was Drea saying, "We can do pop-ups too, bitch." Because her and Orlando surprised Jackie and her daughter at the Sofitel. And they just showed up, walked in because they were looking at their Instagram or their Twitter to see where they're at. And they just went there to prove that Orlando and her, what's her daughter's name? Shanti?
Yeah.
Shanny?
Chantel Christie.
Chantel Christie. Shanti, which is like bad. Being Shanti is like dirty. So
but it's
she calls
it's
her that.
Oh, she calls. Oh, yeah. That's what she calls her. But it's Chantel, yeah. But she calls her Shanti.
So bad.
Okay.
But she, and which goes into her proving her point that she didn't sleep with his friend or whatever it was. So Drea brought Orlando there to show Shanti and Jackie that Orlando and her daughter never had a relationship past a couple text messages, and he's there to prove his point. And Jackie got so mad, beyond mad, and she doesn't have it out for Drea. She has it out for Orlando now. And she, I think, will do anything to get back at him. The way he spoke to her, which I don't even think was that bad, was she thought it was the worst of the worst, and no man should ever speak to a woman like that ever.
Oh.
Even where I think she's going to put her husband on him.
What?
Yeah. She was like, and they didn't say anything about it in this episode, but it's got to circle back around soon.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to circle back around because she was like, yeah, this is a war.
So that was a good recap because I missed last week's episode too because I was in a city where there was not DVR.
So, oh, no.
So I missed the episode. So I needed that also. So some of you viewers at home might have needed that as well. So if we fast forward from those issues, now Jackie has a cognac that she's coming out with, and she's trying to rally up the girls to go to Paris. And they all want to go to France, and everyone's begging Drea to come.
Drea's
not going
to
do it.
And she shouldn't. After what she had to go through, her surprising her with her daughter, then Drea surprising her, and Jackie just went berserk. She started the whole drama and then kind of like tries to wash her hands of it and doesn't want anything to do with it. And then she's surprised that this drama is going to affect their friendship and who they are. It's just so crazy that she would expect Drea to come.
Well, like, I think that the reason that she does honestly expect her to come is because if it's a repetitive cycle where we're friends one week, not friends the next, then it's kind of just like, okay, this just happens to be part of our roller coaster ride. And when you allow someone to have a relationship with you like that, that's full of drama and you always take them back, they're going to expect for you to be there no matter what. This is their normal pattern.
Yeah, they, I absolutely could never have a friend like that. I just could not imagine. It's almost delusional how she was acting. And Brandy said it too. I was like, I'm writing it down. I'm like, delusional. Brandy said, what is she thinking? Why is she keep acting so stupid? And that's the thing. Like, she's popping pills or something. I don't know. Like, her whole like, aspect on life is bipolar. It truly is bipolar.
Well, they had, like, a roundtable discussion when the girls first got there. And I feel like a lot of their focus and attention has been towards why Dre is not there. From the ride there, the plane, to the roundtable when they got there and they checked into the hotel. Everything has been about why Dre isn't there. And it's just interesting to me that she's such a heated topic for discussion when everybody has so much trash to talk about her, especially Jackie. And then you want to turn around and now you're talking trash about the fact that she just doesn't want to be in your presence and company.
Yeah.
And so you see Malaysia, you know, speak up. Malaysia every now and then will drop a little voice bomb because she's more of the reserved person on the show. Mm-hmm. And so when she does, she's kind of just like, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't feel like it, but why would you expect her to be there? And I think that, you know, Brandy's on the same page. Brandy's kind of like, what's really going on? And shout out to you, Brandy, because your makeup was on point this whole episode.
It totally was. And no more colored contacts, so we're going right. Very good.
I was wondering what, she looked a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, she definitely does. And that whole Brandy also stood up too, because she's like, what, like, I already see through what you're saying and what you're doing. And Brandy just, she's got such a bad rap for no reason. I've never seen her be mean, except for this episode.
Well, even this episode, she wasn't being mean, but she was being a little bit stank at the dinner.
Yeah.
I felt like they were trying to bury, you know, the hatchet when she's saying, you know, when Jackie's saying like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a place here in Paris. Jackie was just making small talk.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to knock Jackie for being, once again, delusional, if that's the way that she operates. But I think that because there was so much animosity already, it was rubbing Brandy the wrong way. So she felt like she needed to address that little delusional comment that she was making.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't really, even when she was going, the girls going off on each other, Brandy's been pretty consistent. She hasn't done anything too wow or too crazy.
No, and honestly, like, the way that everyone comes at her, I just can't believe she doesn't pull the cancer card more, honestly, because she, you know, she went through chemo. Mm-hmm. She has gotten better. She's trying to have a baby now and through in vitro or that's the right? In
yeah.
vitro. And she never says that. She's like, she needs to sit everyone down and be like, here, listen, bitches, I beat cancer. So I don't care what you're saying.
I mean, or do the girls know this though? Because they treat her, they have like no sympathy towards her whatsoever when it comes
None.
To her medical health issues.
Do you think that stressing her out would make her like feel worse?
And
or
she
something?
Looks. She's the. Everybody else looks like they've had cancer on the show. She's the only one that doesn't. I mean, Malaysia looks good too, but I'm just saying, like, Brandy looks as far as like, you know, her makeup and her hair and everything is concerned, she looks great.
Yeah. She's a big bitch. Like, she's fit.
Oh, yeah, she's big.
She's fit. I would never want to fight her.
Well, no, when she jumped up, I was kind of like, oh, boy. Yeah, that's a lot
she's
of
like
woman.
Olympian, like, volleyball player or something. I'm like, what is going on?
She looks like her name would be Olga.
Olga.
Well, in this, after they had the roundtable discussion, they decide that they're going to go their separate ways. And the girls are kind of like, okay, we're going to stay clear of Jackie and what's the one that?
British. Sunday, British. And
British
Jackie.
Was kind of quiet this episode. So
well, she started practicing her
manners,
I'm going to count to 10
yeah.
and try to hold back and see what's going to happen
her
if
temper.
I stay calm. Yes.
Okay.
And it's done her
she
well
did a good
in
job.
Two episodes. Yes.
She did a good job. I just don't think any attention was really focused on her, though, either.
No.
So I think that that plays a large part of it. But when they go, they decide they're going to go their separate ways. So they go on the boat ride, and the girls decide to go to the lock bridge.
Yes.
Now, I know they were trying to recap how the lock bridge works. It's kind of like you write who you want the blessing to be or who you love on the lock. And then what's the item that you throw in the water?
The keys.
Okay, so you throw the keys in the water.
Yes.
You lock the lock on the bridge.
Yes. And there's like a... There's guys all over there selling locks, different colors, different
That's super
sizes.
Cute, though.
It's really cute, yeah.
I'm going to have to go to the lock bridge next time I go.
Yes, definitely. And they did one for their friendship, Malaysia and Brandy.
Right.
And then they each did one for their relationships.
And they were like, oh, now we're stuck together. And so I didn't know that Malaysia and Brandy were as close as they are. But I guess they do have a past. They have a great friendship. And so they sealed their bond with this lock. And then while they're doing this, that's when the girls roll up.
Yes. Yeah. But first of all, who is Malaysia's... Two things. Who is Malaysia's boyfriend? Who did she make that lock with for her and who?
Oh, I didn't see who she wrote on there.
I didn't see it either. That and for in vitro...
But Malaysia's married.
Oh, okay. Okay. But for Brandy, for her in vitro process, because her husband's going to be overseas or
right.
traveling or in another state, she asked Malaysia to help her and, like, give her her shots.
And oh,
be
and
that
care
right-hand
her.
Person mm-hmm. with her. So that's how close
they are.
They are
pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, they're super, super close.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and you believe that?
Yeah, because I think it's like a whole, like, she might get sick type of thing during the process.
Oh, and, gotcha. Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to be very close with someone because that's a personal experience.
She's going to be, like, sticking it in her butt.
Sounds freaky. I don't know.
Yes, yes. Okay, so sorry I cut you off.
Oh, no.
The boat came
we
by.
We needed that. Yeah, the boat came by, and the girls up on the bridge were waving and flipping off while the girls down below on the boat were
just waving.
Just waving. And I guess that was a huge issue because of the flip off. But I feel like it was a playful flip off. I don't feel like it was real.
I think it was real. They were like, screw you. No, they were still playing. They were waving and flicking off at the same time.
No, but when it's real beef, you're not even acknowledging someone's presence.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's animosity there. But if it was real beef, they wouldn't have gone to the dinner later on.
No, they wouldn't have. I mean, I have flicked people off here and there just out of friendship. So I could see somebody doing it out of niceness instead of mean.
It was more playful, silly, but I feel like the girls were trying to make it a bigger deal than what it really was.
Yeah, it didn't get it. I think because Jackie didn't even see it. Again, I don't know, she blacked out or something. She was like, what? They were flicking us off in her mini skirt.
Was that like a Scottish skirt or like a schoolgirl skirt? What was that?
Okay, I think when I was 16, I had that Burberry. It was a Burberry, like, schoolgirl pleated skirt. You don't wear that when you're... I don't even know how old is she. 50? How old is she?
I don't know. 40 but she definitely something. Needs a stylist. In the sense of she doesn't know how to dress her age. It's one thing to be
so
cool.
Bad.
You can be sexy. But if I see one more titty about to pop out on a confessional...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind. I was thinking, like, dang, I want some donuts with this milk. Because it was, like, every scene, push-up bra. And Jackie had the audacity. When she goes to their next artistic... creative adventure. Malaysia, Jackie, and British go to the amateur artwork painting or sculpting or whatever it was they were doing.
Sunday set it up,
but what was it? Sketching? They were sketching?
It was a sketch class for like live art that they do in Paris a lot.
Okay.
So a tradition that they
that
were saying.
That actually looked really fun. So the fact that Jackie, the freak-a-leak who throws... the gay, bisexual, and lesbian fairs every week.
Who posed with her husband to have a form made of their bodies for a bottle of cognac.
Has a problem seeing a nude man getting sketched. I feel like that was just over the top. So dramatic. Oh my gosh, Jackie, what the heck?
Beyond dramatic. And she was like saying how big it was. Maybe it's like her first white penis that she ever saw or something. And she was like, oh my God, I thought they were way smaller.
I mean.
But.
Based on the sketching, I would say it was probably like a good like 7 inches, but that's kind of average.
Yes.
So I don't think that it was like that huge. He may have been, it might have been the girth, I think. I think I saw a little girth.
Oh, yeah. That's how Jackie drew it.
Yeah. So based on the sketching, he looked probably more, you know, and maybe her husband has like long and skinny. So maybe she was saying that it was so
it's
big
possible.
Based on the girth. I mean, this is my sexual, spicy, calculated, educated guess, okay?
She's like, let me get my calculator out.
Spicy hypothesis. But Jackie was making it a way bigger deal than it needed to be. And then it looked like, what's her name?
Brandy?
No, not Brandy. Sunday. Was acting like she was really trying to be into it with her little googly eyes for the camera. I just felt like... this whole, like, ooh, let me act like I'm drawing. I'm so into this. That was so extra. And I don't think that she's an amateur artist because her artwork did not look like artist. It looked like just amateur.
I want to know what that means. Tell me the definition of amateur artist because she's not a main character on the show. So they're like, she has this whole life on the side that we don't know about.
She's like a normal person.
And who knows what that life is.
It used to be like a hot girl.
Her weave looked good, though. She had a way better hair. Her hair was looking longer. She was on it.
Everybody actually looked better on the show.
Yeah.
Even British, who usually it's hard for me to look at her.
She's cute.
She looked a lot better on today's episode, too. I felt like her hair was whipped up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was rocking the Beyonce hairdo. So everybody's makeup was looking a lot better. Jackie was the only one that looked crazy this entire episode.
She always looks crazy. She is midlife crisis, number one. Number two, her hair is just, she needs somebody new to give her weave.
Well, her daughter on the last episode, from what I saw, her weave looked good. Yes. For the first time.
Yes.
So yes. I feel like go to your daughter's person. Like, yes. Buy her hair. Go to her. And I thought Jackie had a hairline. I don't know. But.
Oh, my God. Another. You have a, yeah. How many companies has she started?
Well, now she has the cognac. She still doesn't have a name for it.
No.
And so they're trying to make the best out of this trip. But they kept trying to call the girls out, saying, you know, that now they finally have peace. Because what they did was after the art, they went and had, like, tea and crumpets or something like that as a little appetizer. And they're like, oh, this is so peaceful. Everybody's getting along. You know, we don't have Malaysia and Brandy here to stir anything up. But then Jackie announces that she wants to bring the girls together yes. again yes. to make peace. And what's, I can't, it's Sunday. Sunday's like, what are you thinking? Like, why are you always trying to, you know, kumbaya it up?
Yeah. Well, it's just cause so she could start shit. That's all she wants to do.
But like these people, but everybody's like a yes man. Everybody's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. Like, so British creates this dinner.
To make everybody sit down and hopefully they can get along just because Jackie wants to do it. Why hasn't Jackie had a meeting yet for her cognac is what I want to know. And what the hell do you want to get everybody together for if you know you're just going to argue? Like, she's just, they say, oh, it's so peaceful. Everyone's so happy. But I am so happy that she had the dinner because it turned out to be an amazing spectacle of fight.
A disaster.
It was such a disaster.
Well, if you see the way that it started off, so Jackie's making banter and Brandy's kind of just, you know, picking at her like, you're crazy. Why are you trying to buy a house here? But so there was some tension right there. But then when you start to see the questions and all the attention and energy be transferred to Malaysia.
Yes.
Malaysia's not doing anything. She's not instigating anything. So the fact that Jackie starts interrogating her on their friendship, mm-hmm. trying to get to the bottom of how she feels about her. If you want to really have a heart-to-heart for a friend, one thing Jackie has not learned is don't do that in the company or the presence of everybody else.
No, yes. You're just going to get a – if you get the truth, which she could not handle at all, and she got the truth, she's going to be embarrassed.
She knew the truth.
Defensive. I don't know. I swear she is delusional on a way another level.
You really think that she thinks that there's a chance that she's closer with her than Brandy is?
Yeah. Yes.
That just blows my mind because Jackie has not been a good friend to everybody.
She's not. She's been a horrible friend to everybody. And as Malaysia said, I knew a lot about you guys before you came into the group. And she started calling them out on that. And she started telling them exactly what Jackie said. And she's like, I can only imagine what you heard about me from Jackie. You know, you probably knew I was coming in here because, or we were going to be friends and you probably knew, maybe you thought I was stuck up. Maybe she put the Brandy thing in your head. You know, she's stuck up. She has an attitude when she talks. And then you're getting like a sour taste. And then when you meet them, you're like, And even Brandy, she's kind of, not Brandy, British. She's fighting through that a little bit, I mm-hmm. think. Because the girls don't seem, they hated her. And now they're kind of like, oh, we're flicking everyone off except for you, British. Or, you know, they're doing things to be a little bit more nicer to her.
Oh, okay. I didn't pick up on they're ever having any tension with British.
Oh, yeah. Remember they had the Turkish tea party?
Oh, you are absolutely right. There yes. has been a shift in energy.
Yes, yes. And Drea, when she had the mud run, she did the zombie mud run with them. Mm-hmm. She had brought British to the sneaker store, and she was like, oh, I brought you here because I want to tell you, you need to come to something, wear sneakers, and be comfortable, and invite you myself. I know we don't get along, but she, like, the way it was set up, not that they hugged when they walked out of the uh-huh. situation, but the way it was set up was like, okay, I don't really know you, and here's a chance for all of us to get to know each other, and it's going to be my way on my terms.
Yeah.
Which was, like, the crazy zombie run. So.
Which is actually probably really fun.
It was great. And at the end of it, they were so tired. Like, I was like, you guys should run 5 miles before you say anything to each other every time you see each other. Because they were so tired that they actually had regular conversations and were able to, like, get along, kind of apologize for stuff. And that's when British, everyone was like, okay, I'm sorry. And British apologized to Brandy and was like, I didn't really mean to say you're a bitch or the way you act or whatever. And it was like copacetic. The whole thing was all good until this dinner.
Well, I applaud Malaysia for standing up. And although she doesn't get too irate, she definitely put her foot down and addressed every single person in the room.
Yes.
And I don't know if I believe that she's done being friends with Jackie, but the fact that she addressed the issues that she has with her and her malicious intent with everything that she does, I feel like that was her way of standing up for herself, but also for Brandy at the same time.
Yes. Well, she shoved Brandy out of the room, so she didn't make sure Brandy didn't do anything stupid.
Oh, yeah. She knew there was about to be a fight.
Because Jackie taking off her shoes. It's like her daughter was taking off her earrings. She's like, okay, we're going to be ghetto.
Why is it the always go-to, taking off the earrings?
Oh, my God. It took her like 20 minutes to the daughter when she was like... And it was like with her mom there, Andrea and Orlando, when she was doing it. It's just, it's so dramatic. And I couldn't imagine Jackie getting into a fight. However old she is, woman, getting into a physical fist fight with someone, like pulling out weaves and all that stuff.
I can. She's crazy.
I wouldn't want to do it with Brandy, though, I'll tell you that. Because Brandy is one tough bitch.
This, what's crazy to me is that we've had Jackie in the studio. And Jackie did not seem crazy when she was in the studio. She seemed like a normal, legit, strong woman, and I find it hilarious when I watch her on the show, because I'm like, who is this person?
Yes.
And the fact that she turned to Malaysia and asked if she intimidates Malaysia, if Malaysia's intimidated by her.
Malaysia,
that is such a that's a rude question, just to make it seem also like the person's self-esteem is less than yours.
Yes.
So I felt like that already was an attack. That right there was a joke in itself. But I think Jackie really thinks that a lot of women are intimidated by her.
No, and you know what? You're right. Because the way she said it, because I'm a realist too. The way Brandy was like, well, you've been here for a day. It's your first time in Paris. Why would you get an apartment? I do stuff like that all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, she's poking
like,
at her.
Come on, you know, why don't you check it out first? But that's the truth. Like, it's literally the truth of the situation. And then when Jackie started talking about it, I've never heard her kind of, like, pop off like that. She was like, what? I can afford to buy a flat here. Mm-hmm. I could afford to have somebody come translate for me. I could afford to do this. And she just kind of was, like, not on the, oh, it'd be awesome to live here and learn French. Or I'll learn French, you know, like, being a part on that side. Instead, she's like, ooh, you're kind of downplaying me a little bit.
Well, okay. So the way that... I feel like Brandy came at Jackie when Jackie was just being flighty and frivolous and just speaking, you know, bubblegum talk. It was bubblegum talk.
Yes.
So the way that Brandy came at her was a little rude and kind of like low key making it seem like Jackie was being irrational for what she was saying. And so if I say, like, if I'm playing around and I'm like, oh, tomorrow we should have all the cast here on Basketball Wives, and that's just using your imagination and just having fun with the girls.
Yes.
But if you start putting me down and making it seem like it's unrealistic, that is a low-key attack. And Brandy was low-key, low-blowing her and trying to, you know, front her off in front of the girls, making it seem like Jackie's irrational. And Jackie is, but the fact that Brandy felt like she had to bring that out to everybody's attention,
yeah.
She started instigating it when it was peaceful. And so Jackie retaliated with, oh, you're going to crap on my dreams and my ideas. I'm about to sprinkle crap on you. You don't have what I have. I can afford it. How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
Ugh. So it was a ping pong. It was a tennis, you know, match back and forth about who's going to crap on who more.
Nobody wants what she has.
No. Nobody wants what she has. Ugh. But I think Jackie doesn't believe that.
She definitely doesn't believe it. She has a major ego problem.
Well, how disrespectful was it for the name calling?
Oh, the name calling. And then what was the biggest dig of them all? Was it Sunday who said it?
Jackie, and I quote, because I wrote this down. I wanted to make sure that I got it right. Okay, Jackie is an instigator. Bitch-ass comments. Okay, so
yeah.
Anytime you use that word, bitch, with other females, and it's unwarranted or... nobody else is cursing, and you start the cursing, you're automatically in the wrong for starting the cursing.
Yes.
And so Jackie started using a very offensive word to women. And so, of course, Brandy's going to be like, oh, I'll show you my bitch card.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to instigate and just get the fight to a whole nother level when you start cursing.
What was the comment that Brandy said to make her say that? Her bitch-ass comment. I forgot what it was. It was,
Oh, she told Jackie, I know you don't like me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Stop fronting like you don't like me. And she kept calling her an instigator the entire time. But then she starts raising her voice at Jackie.
Yes.
And then that's when Jackie starts to get irate, too.
Oh, yes. Yes. And then Malaysia.
Now, do you agree that the girls act different around each other? Do you think that Malaysia acts more fake when she's with Brandy? And do you think that Jackie acts more fake when she's with Sunday?
I think that Jackie and Sunday are doing the same thing the entire time if they're with somebody by themselves or if they're together with somebody. But if they're together, it's like attack mode. And then if they're with them by themselves, it's like collect information mode. So then they could like, because they're never going to attack by themselves. You know, they always have to have somebody else. Jackie always has somebody else there
totally.
She's attacking. If she's not attacking, she's gathering. And those are little things she's gathering, as Malaysia said, then she's going to drop, sprinkle little comments to you here and there so you don't know what's going on really. Or you don't like somebody because of what Jackie thinks. So she's very smart and devious.
Yeah, you think that they're talking about you behind your back.
Yes, always. Oh, I'm sure. And then, you know, Malaysia had... When she would said that, they had called, what's her name, a drunk.
Oh, yeah. They called Sunday a drunk.
Sunday a drunk. And Brandy, she talks a lot or something like that, right?
Well, that she's, yeah, she's a, I think, bitch that talks too much.
Yeah, bitch that talks too much. Well, is Sunday a drunk? Like, I feel like she slurs a little bit every now and then.
She does slur a lot, but I don't know if that's her speech pattern or if she, you know, if she has a draw to her accent. I'm not sure why.
Or if there's some pills that she's popping.
I would not, that I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you mix those pills with alcohol and it gets a little
escalated. She does talk like, she does talk just like that.
Yes, which is crazy. But that's the whole thing. And, like, she probably doesn't even remember half the time what shit she started. If she's high. You know, she's probably like, oh, I'm with Drea, or I'm with, what's her name, Jackie, and I'm just going to instigate her and let her feel like she's the almighty, powerful woman.
Well, no, Sunday's definitely a hater.
Yeah.
She's a hater as well.
Yeah, and I can't believe these people are actually friends with somebody like Jackie. It's just an instigator. She instigates. She collects. Like, when she's by herself, she can get more information out of them than they're worth other people. It's just, that's what it is. She's very devious.
Well, it looks like they have lost some friendships this episode. So we'll see what happens next episode, because this was a lot of different stuff, a lot of different scenes, but the real drama was saved, of course, for the very end, for that dinner party.
Oh, yes.
So let's get into predictions, what we think is going to happen next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so based on the previews, it looks as if, once again, Sunday gets personal. I think that Sunday, my hypothesis is that Sunday says something to Brandy in regards to her process for having children. She says something as far as, like, you know, the artificial insemination that she's doing or whatever the fertility.
Like, go have a baby. Yeah, or go make a baby.
Go make a baby, because she knows that she's trying to have kids. But the fact that she's having complications making kids and that she needs, of course, you know, medical treatment in order to do that is extremely insensitive and words for fighting.
Yes.
So I think that there's going to be some fighting involved with these girls. And I hope that Sunday gets what she has coming to her, and that Brandy doesn't get stopped along the way. Because once you start getting personal with people's family, I mean, you mentioned that she said something about, you know, Dre and her family. I mean,
yes.
Sunday does a lot of low blows.
She definitely does a lot of low blows, and maybe she'll get another blow in the face.
Maybe. I hope Drea shows up to France like, aha, Jess, you thought I was going to stay back home? I got something for you.
I would love for her to come, because Brandy and Malaysia decide they're just going to go separate and have their own trip. And I would love for Drea to come and have her just kind of see Jackie in, like, the lobby. And kinda,
that's ultimately what they should do.
Yes.
They should totally do that.
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys, we will be back next Monday to talk about next week's episode. I'm sure it's going to be juicy, just as dramaful as today's episode was. You guys can tune in to AfterBuzz TV every Monday to check us out. And you can also find myself, Spicy Madi. You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at spicy_Madi. And where can they find you, Brooke?
I am at Spit On Me Bitch. You can find me everywhere with that.
All right. We'll see you guys next Monday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.